But I'm calling to order this edition of the Little River Basin Development Commission for Wednesday, July 10th. Please set your phones on stun and let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Jody, roll call, please.
Thompson.
Here.
Tom Bestecki.
Present.
Anthony Brodnick. Absent. Derek Minnick. Absent. Dave Castellanos.
Here.
Ron Ware.
Here.
Lamont Baker.
Present.
William Baker.
Present. All right, next up is the approval of minutes from June 12th. Any modifications, changes, motions, what say you?
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to approve the minutes from June 12th as presented.
Second. Motion and second. Any discussion? Be there none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? They're out there forever. Chairman's report. Summertime, it's construction season, we're catching up on a lot of different stuff. Remember that it's a $275 million man-made project if you don't do the construction and the maintenance. Not to mention the fact that deferred maintenance, which we inherited, we're going to have issues that you see on the pictures that aren't there because the door's locked. It's important to realize that this is a continual effort that is not only just the folks up here, the staff of the Local Commission, but also all of the municipalities involved in the watershed. This will never cease to be an issue, and remember also that this is a fight against Mother Nature, who usually wins, but if we get 10 gallons of water for our 5-gallon bucket, we're far better prepared than we were prior to what you see on the picture board. That's enough for me. Moving through it is the finance report. We're going to need the approval of the claims to be able to do that discussion. The revised claims are, please hold. These holds, not in this package, what are they? Here they are. 1.655670.36. We need a motion to approve.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve the claims for July of 2019 in amount of $1,655,670.36.
Second. There's a motion and a second. Mr. Repe.
Remember, we didn't have any money.
Remember when we didn't have any money? I do.
Yep. So, just to go down, it's really probably two claims that amount or make up the total there for 1.6. That is IHC Construction Company for the Chicago Fort Wayne Railroad Bridge over Deep River, pay estimate 10. As you saw at the last meeting when I did the presentation, that is complete. We had to sign some final paperwork. They gave us a credit for the grass and the fact that 20% was not growing, so we got some credit there. But that is the amount of $1.250114.44. That project is complete. This will be their final payment. Patrick has some cleanup work to do as far as as-builts are concerned, and they will be complete, so that will be finished. The only missing item on there, we took off the parking lot. We will do that separately ourselves, but still that project after that change is under budget, which is a good thing. Although the construction management was over, that was a decision that I made because of the offset that occurred halfway through the project. The other large claim, Ellis Construction, $196,385.90 for the Harrison Street. That's a pay estimate 10. They're going along, although slowly. We had some technical or engineering questions that need to be answered both by the contractor and by the engineer. We've designated here Paul to look over that, and we will have a report next month as to going forward and a new schedule potentially for this project. It's been going on for some time. It was delayed by NIPSCO and a change in their electrical pattern, but we need to get this thing moving and forward. That's one of the larger projects that we have. Great Lakes Electrical Maintenance, $21,000 for pump stations, carry up for the pedestrian bridge, which is For all intents and purposes, the bridge is complete, although we need to do some cleanup work with some of the landscaping, which we hope to take place later this month. That's for $27,522. We've cut the grass. The grass should have all been mowed by the 4th of July holiday, and everything else is sort of smaller planes. If you have particular questions, we'd be happy to answer them.
All right, any questions for Mr. Repay on the claims?
Are we all caught up on the mowing now, Dan?
We are caught up on the mowing. It was our second cycle. We changed operators.
Mr. Repay?
Yes.
I see that we paid for percent work complete so far. It looks like for DLZ it was 40%, for Harrison, and for Ellis Construction about 60%. Of course, DLC would have done that part of the design aspect of it. So we paid them $55,000 of the $179,880.
I believe that's for the construction management side of Harrison, of them watching them do it, and we've actually... They're questioning a claim currently before us for that, so that could have been the result of the reduction as to why that's off compared to what Ellis is doing as far as completion. We have some questions as to that claim. So that isn't on your agenda. It should be on your claim sheet right now.
It should be?
Should not.
Okay, and it's not.
It is not.
No.
Okay.
So
that would account probably for a percentage increase in between the 40 and the 60 right now.
Okay.
For construction management.
And so the percent paid so far, percent of work complete is 40%, but the percent paid so far is only 30.7%. And with what we're standing by for in terms of the additional project management, do you anticipate that number changing?
The number for DLZ will go up. I don't remember exactly what that claim was for, but it was for five figures at least for their management. So, and remember, just so you know, when we put together this tracker, these are estimates unless the contractor has put a formal percent down on what that is. So we're basing it off of what we believe, based on what we know and based on what they've already put in place.
Okay. Well, I guess I was looking at the award amount versus the estimate amount.
For which one? For Ellis?
For Ellis. I mean, for DLZ, rather, in particular.
The DLZ number should not change as far as construction management is concerned. Okay. It may be a slight increase. I can tell you, if you remember, the Harrison Street bridge itself through Ellis will increase, and that's the difference of about $130,000+. That is being contested through the claims department at NIPSCO, which is because of their change of mind, of their pattern, of their electrical layout that changed after we awarded the bid, caused increases to Ellis's bottom line, whether it be trucking, traffic maintenance, those type of items that now they have lost their source, that they had to go to a different source to get. Because Harrison started July 9th of 2018, so we're beyond a year at this point for this project.
And is NIPSCO in any way trying to, since they had some role in the delay, are they open to... Okay, so is there anything for them to absorb cost-wise?
We filed a claim that but DLZ and Ellis filed a claim with them for a construction claim. Supposedly it was denied, but there is a review process that has to go on. I guess they deny everything and then you have to prove it out. So that's what we're at in the process of why it happened. I mean, if you ask me, you approved your design for your relocates one way. We designed it based on those ways that you approved, and then after we awarded it, they changed it, which had to go through the whole other process. So that delay caused us from July 9th of 18 until December of 18. That's how long it took them to complete their change, that being NIPSCO.
And is there a appeals number, certain number of days that they have to update whether or not they're going to approve it by, or?
We just got the denial, so I don't know what the next thing is. I know we're appealing the denial, and then I will probably have to get involved and speak with the people that we deal with at NIPSCO, because we deal with NIPSCO quite frequently.
Okay. That's all, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Any other questions with regards to paying the bills? Be there or not, Mrs. Lambert.
Tom Kinsey.
Yes.
Tom Gastetti.
Yes.
Dave Costello.
Yes.
Ron Lear.
Yes.
Shalon.
Yes.
William
Baker. Strongly, yes. Discussion of claims. Just did that executive report. Roll those all together, Dan. It's hot.
What's that?
Roll those all together. It's hot.
I will. And so we already talked about Harrison. I talked about the Chicago Fort Wayne Railroad. And if I'm done within 3 minutes, Lori said she would come up and speak. So we are finishing the paving on the Hammond levee. We will start the Marshalltown levee, I would imagine, later this week. Grimmer is almost complete doing all of their fixes to the levee wall and to videotaping the culverts. We're working with Hammond on a culvert issue / gate issue, and they've been very helpful. The good news is, Hammond, Munster, and Highland all have been given minimally acceptable for the inspection reports. That means they're active in the status, which is a good thing. We're working with National Weather Service on improving their warning levels, especially because of the new elevations. And beyond that, I don't know what else is exciting besides a couple blockages that we need to deal with that can't wait for another cooler day.
Going back to Harrison real quick, when do you think that's going to be open for traffic?
Fall.
Yep. I don't have an exact date yet, but we're working to get that scheduled. It was supposed to be August, and then it went to September. And now I'm assuming it's going to be later than that, based on initial conversations. I don't have a date, but they're going to give me a new date.
Quick on a Hart Ditch interlocal update.
My understanding is it's between the attorneys that they're massaging the language. However, it hasn't stopped the county from doing the surveying of the property. It hasn't stopped the county from doing the permitting of the property, because we all are in agreement that it will go forward. It's just a matter of the I's and the T's.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Hey, Dan, is there a reason why the county hasn't built the rest of the main balance for Owens Lane?
Yeah, they want to do it all at once. They think it's easier for us, and I've told Larry Blanchard, I said, you can bill us when you have it. And he said, I just want to complete it out. I want to do two payments. We've already paid them one,
right,
and they want to finish it, and they're going to bill us the second time. And I've told them, feel free to bill us. I understand. And I have had that conversation, Larry. So I've told them it's okay.
Any other questions for Dan? Next up is the update for the United States Army Corps of Engineers. Ms. Mills, nice to see you.
Well, thank you. Good evening. I'm Natalie Mills with U.S. Army Corps Corps of Engineers. First up is the leaky wall, as Dan calls it.
Is it still leaking?
No. I don't think so. I think it's holding. So, but the plan is to award the contract to the lowest bidder, which was Roush Infrastructure. So that is planned for Friday.
What's planned for Friday?
The contract award. I had to be sure that it was okay with our contracting to
Roush
Infrastructure. Yeah, infrastructure.
Infrastructure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are there any questions related to that contract?
So with that award happening on Friday, what does that mean they're going to fix the leaky wall?
So we've asked for an aggressive schedule. So like I mentioned before, that's combined with Katie Marsh Ditch. I know you all are not real concerned with what's going on over there.
Yes, we are.
But they're doing the trash, they're going to remove and replace the existing trash racks. So they'll have to place that order. So that'll have a longer lead time. for on the Munster side, they'll be able to get started. It's a good thing we've worked with Roush before, so they know our submittal process. I haven't seen their schedule yet, but we did indicate in the design drawings that we wanted them to start that this year. So I haven't seen their schedule. So when I get it, I can share it.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Is that both of those projects are under one contract?
Correct.
Okay.
It's okay.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Okay.
I've seen this movie. Ms. Mills.
Natalie?
Yes.
Is this particular person an 8A contractor?
They are not.
They're not?
No.
Is it a minority-owned company?
They are not.
They're
small business.
Are they going to have minority-owned participation?
So with small, this is a small business?
Yes, it is.
And they don't have the same minority participation goals as large businesses. So I don't know that they will.
I'm adamant on minority business participation. And I'd like to know if you can take it back to the Colonel and let him know that I'm going to be looking and asking to see if there's going to be minority participation on any contract involving government and this particular agency here. Okay?
Sure.
I'd appreciate it if I can contact you on that.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other question for Ms. Mills? That's it?
No.
Oh, okay.
I just meant with respect to that
okay.
feature. So you also have the construction part of reports for the mitigation contracts. I don't know if you guys want me to go through them when you sing this hot. But for the end project mitigation, not much. They're a little bit behind on what their scheduled progress is, but they're still making good progress. One thing is noted here that they're going to have to come up with a plan to remove the beaver dams on their own. I understand with a lot of other things going on, you all don't have the time to support that at this time. So we're going to come up with some kind of plan for the dam removal. So that could potentially be a contract modification to this contract.
If you do it, how much longer would it draw out the contract versus if we have our wildlife people?
There would be no extension, though. I mean, it's still 2023. So this is not going to impede them from proceeding. But it is stopping them from doing their seeding right now. So we want to get that out so they can.
So what's happening is because the beaver dams are out there off of Chase Street, it's holding back water, which if it wasn't holding back water, they could plant one type of seed. But since it's holding back water, they can't plant this. They were thinking about planting a different, wetter seed. That's the easiest explanation for this. And since we're doing all these other things going on, that's on the list of things to do.
Okay, so thank you, Dan. Hobart, their project is going on till 2021. They're pretty much on target with their schedule. They're just going to be doing plant plugs and shrubs and then bloom spraying. So for invasive species control.
Any
lastly, on
someone said the air was back
on. I can't tell. Lastly,
could take a while.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm trying. Lastly, on Heartfish, we talked about in the past that we were going to do the modeling. So we have done the 2D modeling. The next step is for us to get survey data. Our surveyors have been unable to get out and survey the area because of the high water level. With all the rain, they haven't been able to do that, so we haven't been able to finish the model because they want to do a couple overtopping examples. So once the water levels recede some, they'll be able to finish, and we'll be able to determine our next steps together.
Down now.
That
was it.
Has there been a decision on who's going to pay for that part stitch, or is it still us? Or because there was a question whether because of design issues or because it didn't settle as much, or is it going to be completely us because you turned it over to us, if you know?
So it would be a project cost.
25%.
So, right. So, I mean, we can talk about that, whether it's, I mean, the cost for us to do it versus the cost if you do it yourself. I mean, we can talk about that and we can decide what's the best avenue, because you know the process for us. I mean, we've got to put together a full set of plans and specs. It has to be reviewed by everyone. It has to be on the street for so long.
For next year.
So, oh, yeah, it won't be this year, no. So, we haven't made that decision. We should make that decision together.
Have you been able to, do you have a contingency plan in a worst case scenario, high water incident that is being relayed to Dan and the board and the municipalities that would get affected by high water with hard ditch?
We have the flood right there.
Is the flood plan reaching the levee in the park?
I mean, the plan is to do an overtop notch, so that would be, I can't see why that would be a problem. That's a proposed plan, again. Until we have something on paper, but the proposed plan is to do some notches on top of the levees.
No, that's the proposed plan for the permanent fix.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying in the event
no,
of an emergency, you would still be able to follow that path.
I'll confirm if that would be acceptable.
Yes, ma'am. Any other questions for Ms. Mills? That it, Natalie?
That's it, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Moving right along. Other issues, new business? You got none? Statements to the board from the floor. Please come. Tell us about good things. One, two, three. Moving right along. Mr. Ware, what do you got to say?
Nothing.
Mr. Castellanos.
Of course, you know I have always something to say.
Of course you do.
It would be right for me not to say that.
That's right.
First of all, I just want to let you know that we recently, on our radio broadcast, we had a representative, a young lady from Indiana University, to come and speak about the 1,000-year-old spring that we have over there on Chase Street. And now with the destruction of the bridge that's going to be over there for people to walk to, eventually it can become a nature preserve for people for recreation. So that's one of the things that she's proposing. So we're looking forward to participating with that and hopefully have all the commissioners out for a dedication to that. When the bridge is finished. Thank you. That's about it.
Mr. Guy's Deck,
just thank you everybody for coming out in hot weather and hearing about the river.
Mr. Wyszlinski.
Nothing to add.
Mr. Whitaker.
Yep, just want to reiterate, I'm glad to see everyone out and, you know, expressing their concerns. And whether it, you know, sometimes, you know, non-verbally is an expressive concerns as well. Remaining informed, and definitely want to thank the commission and Dan as well, and Jody for corresponding with the folks that came last month, in particular from Marshalltown, and did a lot of coordination work, and had a chance to drive through that area that they were talking about. They sort of made a distinction between, I don't know if I get to terminology right, but South Marshalltown and North, or how do they call it?
Old Marshalltown and
New Marshalltown. So, and I'm pretty familiar with that area because I have family that lived over there, but nonetheless, there was another area that I had never drove through, and they're doing a lot of sweat equity work over there, and they're not spring chickens. But they're not afraid to get out there. But I'm glad that we were able to help play an integral part with that. Hopefully, it's a little disappointing to hear that Harrison Street is going to extend beyond the school year opening. That is very disheartening, and whatever correspondence and communication that we do have with those three entities, DLZ, Ellis Construction, and NIPSCO, I certainly would like to emphasize that I get asked a question about when Harrison is going to get open at least once a week, and from different people all the time. And the last time I saw the mayor, which was over probably two or three months ago, but she asked me as well. So if you can reiterate that to whoever the folks are that you want to talk to, because this is just completely unacceptable at this point.
I spoke with the fire chief this morning, so I get the same question. That might not be the same question, but
Chief Bradley.
It's a question.
Yeah.
It's a legitimate question. Mm-hmm. It's gone on for way too long.
Yeah, it's a main artery to get to Glen Park, get to the South Park area that a lot of people use, especially during that time of the year when the school year is open. So it's very disheartening that this is taking as long as it is. So, but I know it's no fault of ours, so I appreciate you keeping us up to date the way that you have, and you know, us trying to actually do something about it to help move along. So thanks again.
Mr. Wickle.
Nothing, ma'am.
Mrs. Lambert. Come on, once you have to say something.
All right.
Next one.
It's hot. Next meeting is August 14th. He's here to check the website as far as whether we're going on the road or not, or we're going to do it outside. Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. Thank you for coming out. Everybody, stay cool.